Welcome home to Coffee and Conversation on a Thursday morning, and we've got a couple of special guests in the studio this morning. Random Harrison, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. And Renee Schuler, good morning.
Good morning.
Renee, Random, you all are part of the Far Off Broadway Players. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah. It's been so much fun. I love being able to do theater out here.
Oh, well, it's a local theater. There's just something special about it, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You get to meet so many different people that never would have crossed paths otherwise, and it's so fun, and you make the closest friends, and then you just want to keep doing it.
Renee, how long have you been part of the Far Off Broadway Players?
I think I've been with Far Off like 8-something years now.
Okay.
So I got the bug for sure.
Okay. Well, very good. And Random, how long have you been part of it?
It's only been about 2 years for me. It took me a minute to be able to find it. I had to seek it out, because when I was living in Seattle, I did theater there.
Okay.
And when I moved back out here, I wanted to be able to get back into it. So
okay,
I
wonderful.
Was really lucky to be able to find them.
Well, you all are part of Opal's Million Dollar Duck, and it's coming not this weekend, but next weekend, right?
Yes. August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
All right. What is this about? It sounds like an entertaining title, for sure.
It is a comedy, so you're definitely going to laugh. That's become a staple for our dinner shows, for sure.
Very, very funny.
And Opal is a lovable pack rat who has an eye for business, so all of her treasures have a price that she is willing to let go of them for, which isn't always the case with most pack rats. And Random and I play husband and wife.
Yes. And we come in and we decide, that we were going to get some things. We're local actors, actually, and we come in to look for costumes when we discover what we think a $1 million duck painting.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We find a real treasure.
A real treasure.
And then we begin a scheme.
Yes.
To get a good deal.
Okay. There you go. It all goes wild from that point, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, it just goes bonkers. It's so much fun.
Well, wonderful. Now, this is going to be at the Cave Area Conference Center, isn't it?
Yes, and it's going to be catered by Diane White and her food.
She does a great job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good.
The menu is roast beef, turkey and dressing, mashed potatoes, green beans, carrots. You'll have salad rolls, and then her amazing pineapple cake is on the dessert.
Her desserts are,
to die for.
Yes, they
absolutely
are.
Stellar.
Whether it's pineapple cake, peach cobbler, or whatever, she has the best. She is the best, and folks are going to get to enjoy that. Now, if they want the dinner, though, they need to try to get tickets pretty soon. Is that right?
Yes. In order for her to make the right amount of food and the right amount of time, if you are going to purchase dinner tickets, that cutoff is Monday at noon.
Okay.
So quick.
So, folks, you need to get your tickets. What's the best way to get tickets?
So, the only way to get tickets is to go to our website, and it is fobp.ludus, that's LUDUS.com.
Okay.
And you can purchase your dinner, or if you just want to catch the show, you can purchase tickets for our show. All the showings have seats available for you to view the show. Our August 2nd, 2 p.m. showing is all just a show.
Okay.
And then if you are interested in just the show, you can also purchase at the door. But for the dinner, you got to go to that website.
Well, it's going to be here before we know it. August 1st, 5:30 to the dinner, 7 o'clock show. And then August 2nd, as you mentioned, just a 2 o'clock show. But then there's also a 5:30 dinner with another 7 o'clock show. And then August 3rd, a 1:30 dinner and a 3 o'clock show. That would be the Sunday afternoon.
We pushed
that
back from previous years so that our people that are attending church things can still make it over in plenty of time and not feel so rushed.
Hey, that would be great.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful way to just make a day of it
and
have a great day out.
Exactly.
In the air conditioning.
In the air conditioning. That's a very important thing, especially today. Maybe it'll be a little cooler next week, but still a good thing to do to get in out of the heat. So the Opal's $1 million Duck presentation is going to be a pretty cool presentation indeed at the Cave Area Conference Center. Of course, TJ Regional Health is helping sponsor as well the Far Off Broadway Players. It's just a delight to see all the works that the Far Off Broadway Players has done over the years. Paul Glodfelter is a gem for our community, isn't he?
Absolutely.
His artistic
visions, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And does a great job with that. And we're excited to laugh.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. And don't forget, if you want to get involved with the Far Off Broadway Players, mm-hmm. you are more than welcome to come. We're always looking for actors, tech crew. If you don't know how to do it, we will teach you. And it's a great way to get involved in local theater.
And we were announcing just last week for this past weekend, the auditions for The Legend of Sleepy Hollow,
yes.
I believe. You
That's
know.
Our Halloween
so
show, yeah.
Always be listening for those audition moments. But good thing to remind folks, if you would like to be on stage, you have a good chance.
Absolutely. And coming in September, we are going to have auditions for our Christmas Carol.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's lots of opportunities throughout the year.
Exactly. So that's going to be exciting. Well, folks, Random, Renee, thank you all for stopping by this morning and telling us about the big show next weekend. And we just hope, you know, everyone's going to be scrambling to find their phones and their computers and go and purchase them today and tomorrow.
Get it while you can.
Yeah, please come laugh with us. Yeah.
Hey, very good. Well, thanks for stopping by here on WCLU, and we'll talk with you again sometime, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you so
all right,
much.
Wish you the best next weekend. 7:40 on WCLU.